CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and it's time again for another segment of At the Movies with Mel. So we welcome Melanie Cutting, and today with her husband, Jerry Cutting.
Hi, glad to be here.
So it's At the Movies with Mel and Jerry.
Yeah, At the Movies with Mel and Jerry.
But only for today.
Only for today. So a movie this week, Melanie.
Yes, we both went to see First Man.
First Man, okay.
Yeah, which sounds a little bit like something that something to do with the caveman era, but It wasn't. Anyway, First Man concerns the life and I guess exploits of Neil Armstrong, who of course, well, I shouldn't say of course, maybe people don't remember this or don't know this, but he was the first man to set foot on the moon.
Mm-hmm.
And the movie begins when he's already grown. He's not quite in the astronaut program, but he's a sort of a test pilot, engineer kind of guy. Mm-hmm. And he wants to be in the program. Ultimately, of course, does get in. So I'll let Jerry give you his impressions. We did afterwards. We did talk about it and we rated it. We gave it on the lobster scale. We gave it ratings, but I'll let Jerry talk about it because it's a bit of a guy movie in some ways.
Okay.
There was a lot of focus on his home life, which wasn't so much of a guy thing, but a whole lot of the space stuff would be something that maybe a male audience would be more interested in than a female. That's a terrible thing to say in this day and age.
Sexist, yeah.
Yes, we'll get male for that. Anyway, okay, go ahead, Jerry.
If you're a Steven Spielberg fan, this is Spielberg at his best, because what he's able to do with the movies that he makes is that he creates credibility. You have a real sense that you're there. And in many ways, this film resembles very much a documentary about a very significant person in the history of exploration. And I think that if you come at this movie from the point of view of historical content, it puts you right back into that era, you know, where the Vietnam War was going on. There was all of this controversy in terms of American politics, and the Russians and the United States were in a fierce race to get into outer space first. So this, in many ways, is a bit like following the development of someone like, you could take Samuel de Champlain, who came over from France to discover the New World. But here we're not talking about just crossing the oceans. We're talking about actually going to another planet. Although the moon technically isn't another planet, but the actual trip itself. If you're a science fiction fan, you're going to be somewhat taken aback because it's not about a fictional representation. It really does set you in that cockpit. The bolts are rattling. The spacecraft is shaking all over, and you can get a sense of that must have been one scary ride. So from that point of view, I think it's something that if you're looking for a space movie, it really is one that's quite different. And it's real. It's all about the most significant adventure that we have had as humankind, probably in our entire history. We went not just across the continent. And, you know, we still live in a day and age where there's a lot of Canadians who've never been to Ottawa, to our parliament, national capital. So to think about how way back there in the 60s, the end of the 60s, we actually, as a species, put one of our own on another planet. It's a wow adventure, I think, and it's well worth the view, except that you have to get used to this character. He's not your typical hero. He's someone, in fact, that you would probably not even want to spend too much time with. But you put that in context, how many people actually ever got to do that? So it's a significant story. And if it's one you don't know about how we got out there, it really, I think, is very, very accurate. There's a great deal of research that went into making this movie. And it's one where it won't blow you out of your seat because your emotions are running high, but it'll really make you feel like, ooh, I'm not sure I would ever want to really do that. So I'll turn it over to Melanie now and let her have her perspective on things.
Yeah. Okay, it is an excellent film,
mm-hmm.
and from a historical point of view, it's actually amazing, and you truly do feel like this bucket of bolts would never take me anywhere. It's just amazing the endurance feats that the early astronauts had to undergo. A number of them, as you may remember, lost their lives in the course of the space program. Three of them were mm-hmm. burned to a crisp before. Without actually even going into space,
mm-hmm.
And the toll that it would take on the human body, the things that just going through the atmosphere, were just like, I don't understand how people did it, and certainly Neil Armstrong, he's just kind of a rock. He, in a good way and a bad way, he's very solid, and he this idea of getting all, quote unquote, all shook up. And spinning around like 1,000 times, and it just didn't hardly seem to faze him. The other way he was a rock is that he displays very few emotions. He's pretty tightly wound, this guy. So if you're expecting an exciting movie where you're totally taken up with the story, it's just not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
The movie has been critically very well received. I don't think audiences are flocking to see it because I think they've just figured, oh, well, you know, so what? And this is not a science fiction movie, it's science fact. And it's just not, it doesn't have, I think, a huge amount of audience appeal. Both Jerry and I gave it 4 lobsters out of 5.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it was a 4 lobster movie. But I do think that he liked it more than I did. I thought, this is kind of slow. I mean, yes, it's historically correct, and mm-hmm. I think some of it had to be slow if they were going to show you what poor old Neil was experiencing kind of in real time. So when he was, you know, spinning around in space, literally spinning around. It wasn't just, oh, he's spinning around, and then cut to something more interesting. They kept him in the rocket spinning. So it was like, whoa. So it gives you a sense, a more realistic sense of what he was actually enduring than you would if it were maybe a more traditional movie, which wants to move away from the dull stuff and get into the exciting stuff.
Mm.
Anyway, we both liked it. It was a movie that I can certainly recommend, and especially maybe for people who were around in 1969 when this happened, or those who just have an interest in the space program, because the space program, of course, has come, light years away from where it had been, but they're still losing. It was just, I think, last week that the little craft that brings people up to the International Space Station kind of fell back to Earth and okay. destroyed, and those mm-hmm. guys didn't make it. So there's still all kinds of things going on with the space program, but this is really early innings. And again, I would recommend it, but don't go expecting that you're going to be transported to another realm.
It's not Star Wars.
It's not Star Wars. Mm-hmm. It's not even A Star Is Born, which we saw last week and kind of like really enjoyed that, which was hugely entertaining. This is very interesting and entertaining in its own way, and very, very good craft. The director and producer and the studio just did a very amazing, well, as you said, it was a Steven Spielberg production, and it was just incredibly detailed. And you kind of felt like you were right back there in that day and age, One funny little moment early on when one of the rockets was about to launch was one of the two or three astronauts squished into this capsule like sardines. There was a fly in there with them.
Oh.
And I thought, who would have thought that they wouldn't be so careful as to like not have flies go into space with them? So that was kind of a little telling moment.
Yeah.
Another little thing too. If you look at the role that women had in that particular era, one of the facts that I think we also see in that movie is that women were very much cast in the role of your place is in the home, it's in the kitchen, looking after the kids. And that there's very much that kind of dynamic throughout the whole movie, which was a part of the times too. So historically, again, you know, that I think that gives us a perspective of where we are now in comparison to where we were back then. And there's a heavy duty sense of what was the military code, and it was clearly identified up front. We, the United States of America, have to get out there first, and that's going to mean casualties. So casualties were assumed to be a part of the project right from the very beginning. And I think that again is something that maybe too many people, that whole idea of how are you going to win the battle? How are you going to get where you need to get? And there is human cost, and it's calculated, it's measured, and it's expected. And that's right there. It's right up front in the movie.
Mm. Yeah. That's a good aspect. I don't think a lot of people really think that.
Yeah.
Didn't really think of it, yeah.
There have been a number of other movies made having to do with the space program.
Mm-hmm.
Apollo 13
mm-hmm.
was kind of an exciting movie about the difficulties of that particular mission. There was one quite recently called Hidden Figures about women who worked kind of behind the scenes in the space program and who were definitely not seen as, worthy of much attention.
Or, mm-hmm.
The Right Stuff goes back quite a few years, and that was also, again, based in reality, about astronauts. This one was certainly the most reality-based movie that I've seen. It's like they just didn't strive to be overly dramatic, there was a soundtrack, but it wasn't, it didn't make, you know, it didn't underscore the exciting moments.
Okay.
So anyway, very reality based, maybe not if you want to see other movies that have to do with the same era and even the same people. There are a few others out there.
Mm.
It's not typical Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
That's the case from the start. And that may in and of itself appeal to some people. It's much more based on an attempt to create a realistic, almost documentary format to present how this particular man, who seemed quite ordinary and not too special at all, ends up being the first human being to ever set foot on something that is outside of our known world at this time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ryan Gosling is plays Neil Armstrong, of course,
mm-hmm.
and
he's
Canadian, so we love him. A number of critics have talked about the solid performances, and there were solid performances, but Ryan doesn't get a whole lot of chance to act except very closed in kind of guy. So mm-hmm. it was a hard role for him to do because I think he's ordinarily not like that. So it's kind of like, oh my goodness, I kind of have to be very, very quiet and strong. And anyway, he's okay. Claire Foy, who plays his long-suffering wife, was very good. And she actually has more to do in the movie emotionally than he does.
Mm-hmm.
So, and she's very good. She's people may recognize the name from the TV series The Crown. She played Queen Elizabeth, and she's excellent. So this is a very different role, and she's good. So performances are good. Story is excellent. It's not going to blow your socks off in terms of cinematic experience.
Mm-hmm.
So don't go expecting that. Anyway, sorry that we probably spent more time than we need to on that movie. But meanwhile, other things that are happening at the Maison de Cinema. A Star is Born, of course, is still there. That's a smash hit. A Star is Born. And recommended. I think it is very entertaining. The music is wonderful. Lady Gaga is terrific. Bradley Cooper is terrific. So definitely, if you haven't been to see that, take advantage of the fact that it's close by and go to the movies.
One of the best that I've seen in a long time. I highly recommend it.
Oh, good.
Yeah, but we didn't ask you.
Sometimes I speak up anyway.
Yes, I'm kidding. Okay. And the other, looking at what the movies that are playing there, I was very annoyed last week because there's a movie, an English movie, and it was only there in French. Now it's there in English. And it's called Bad Times at the El Royale. And the trailers that I've seen make it look like it's a really fun, kind of quirky movie. And I love those. So that is now there in English. Yay. First Man, as mentioned, is certainly there. Colette, the movie Colette, is there. Now this one is only in French, although again, it's an English movie. So other movies presently playing in English.
A must see.
a new Halloween with an old title. There have been, I don't know how many Halloween movies, and they usually have some way of distinguishing them from the others, but this is just called Halloween.
For those of you who are horror movie fans, like myself, I mean, Halloween has got to be one of those classics because it started a whole new trend in horror movies. And that's the whole idea that the kid next door may be the worst monster that we've ever known and seen. And he just keeps coming back. So if you like a good scare, I'm anticipating that this is one that all of you horror movie fans are going to like. And after all, it is the season, isn't it not?
It's true.
I'm sure they thought about that when they released the movie. They said, mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, you've got to be out there, yes.
Halloween, sounds good. Done. Smallfoot, the cartoon about the village of Sasquatches, is still there. I think it's doing quite well. The movie Sharkwater Extinction is there. And it is, only in French. Oh, sorry, this is unfortunate. It's a documentary,
mm-hmm.
made by Rob Stewart, who was a researcher and a film. He made movies about sharks and about being in the ocean and so on, and he was unfortunately killed. He died in a not a shark accident, mm-hmm. but an accident with his breathing apparatus, and he was so he's gone, but people, his project lives on. People will continue looking into ways of preserving sharks, even though they're hardly cuddly creatures, but mm-hmm. they are being hunted in almost to extinction for things like their fins, to make shark fin soup and things like that. So it's just really, really a travesty.
It's one of those movies for anyone who's really interested in environmental issues and how important the oceans are to not just different species that live in the water, but to us also. And this was a young man who was a real champion and had investigated very dangerous conditions. And the most dangerous conditions he investigated were not actually being in the water with sharks. it was being close to those people who make a very handsome living by killing and taking shark fins. And what he discovered is that, lo and behold, they are not what you might think of, you know, poor fishermen just trying to eke out a living. They are, in fact, the same people who run the drug cartels. And okay. There's just big money to be made.
Mm. Yeah. In North Americans, I don't think, eat a whole lot of shark fin soup, but elsewhere in the world, it's a huge delicacy. Mm. But it's kind of like killing elephants for their tusks.
Mm-hmm.
Same idea, again, the same... horror exists. Another movie that's there in English, and this one you may like to comment on, because it's one that I'm not going to see, called Venom. It's a Marvel movie with Tom Hardy, who's a really fine actor, and he often plays characters who are way less than perfect. So his character is Venom. He's been somehow infected by a bug that causes him to become a monster.
Outer space.
Yes, bug. An outer space bug.
This really fits into more of the science fiction. Mm-hmm. And it's gotten good reviews. Apparently it's, you know, a very well-crafted movie. And if you like to see, extraordinary creatures doing extraordinary things and knowing they're not real, this is a great movie, probably. And Marvel Studios turn out good work for that kind of genre. And so if that's what you like and you have a package of popcorn and you want to, you know, be kind of hunkered down in your seat and get a few scares from time to time, this is another one that I think you might find enjoyable. So there's a huge variety of movies available to us.
And some of them that are, I'm hoping that maybe they'll do the same thing. That if they have to release a version at some point and it's only French at the beginning and then the English version comes out, which is what's happened with Bad Times at the El Royale. But Jamie Lee Curtis, it's taking me all this time and I had to look it up. I kept thinking of somebody else's name. Jamie Lee Curtis, as they say, returns to her iconic role as Laurie Strode, who comes to her final confrontation with Michael Myers in Halloween. So, Halloween is actually is getting good reviews. But some of the ones that we thought would get good reviews, Venom, contrary to what you said a moment ago, is not getting very good reviews. I think the audience likes it, but critics said, bleh. This is nothing special. Star is Born is sort of still up there in that 90% range. First Man, critically, very good, 89%.
Oh.
And another movie which is playing, again, unfortunately, only in French, although it's an English movie, is called The Hate You Give, 96%. It's a kind of a young adult movie, and it's very, very well received critically. This Bad Times at the El Royale, which I'm hoping to see this week, is doing okay, 72. And another movie which is coming out soon, and I hope it'll come here, but it might not, is called The Old Man and the Gun with Robert Redford, who is now 82 years old.
Oh my goodness, that's amazing.
We're all shocked.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that may come. I'll flip back to what's coming Friday. Well, movies, as you probably know, all always change on Friday. And there's several coming out that, again, English movies that are only in French. So I'm not sure what's going on here. I hope it's not a trend for the movie theater, because it shouldn't be happening. But there's Johnny, of all things, Johnny English is coming only in French. Something called Hunter Killer is coming only in French. But that's what's on the website. That might change between now and the actual date. I hope it does. I hope there's English versions of all these movies that are opening up. And, I won't talk about it. There's a couple that are coming, but not this Friday, a week Friday. Okay, so I think we've taken up more than enough time.
Sounds good.
Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you, Melanie, and thanks, Jerry.
Well, thanks.